Major Kehoe, just what are the functions and duties of the Natural Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomena?
Our committee investigates all factual reports, sightings of these unknown objects, submits them to our scientific advisors, and when we can reach a definite conclusion, we make the conclusions public. Our attempt is to inform the public everything that can be told them without violating security.
Now, this information involves somewhat the flying saucer reports that have spread across the country and around the world.
That's right. That's a bad name, but it is here, so we have to accept it. We use the word, the Air Force uses, the term UFO or unidentified flying object.
Well, have these objects resembled a flying saucer? Is that why they reached that name?
The majority of reports, and the Air Force agrees on that, are of disc-shaped objects, which have a diameter about one-tenth that of their thickness, and they've been reported up in sizes over 300 feet in diameter.
When was the first one sighted?
Well, during World War II, there were hundreds of reports of disc or rocket-shaped objects by our pilots over in Germany and on the bombing routes to Japan. Nobody used the word flying saucers then. They thought they were foreign devices, and we found out later that they thought they were ours. The mystery never was cleared up, but those were the first official sightings.
Have there ever been any actions from these unidentified objects, such as shootings or incidents of any kind?
No, there's been no proven hostility. There have been two or three cases where planes have disappeared chasing these objects. One captain, Mantell, was killed back in 1948 chasing one of these saucers, and the Air Force stated this and later suggested several answers, but they never did have a conclusion.
Does the Air Force work in cooperation with your committee in locating these things and reporting on them?
Not officially. The Air Force policy is, which has been set long ago, is to keep most of the facts undercover until they have all the answers. We don't like the policy, but and many of the times we find that people in the Air Force don't like it either, but it's set, and therefore, of course, they have to carry it out. We do get information from many people in the Air Force, and also retired and reserve Air Force officers who are trying to get the truth before the public.
Have more of these unidentified objects been sighted now in the current time as compared to years ago?
Well, they vary. Right now, there is a slight increase in sightings. Most of these don't get into the newspapers or on the air, so there's an impression that there's a complete lull. Actually, there have been some very important sightings recently.
They continue regularly all the time.
That's right. They've kept on ever since World War II. There have been big increases several years ago, which did get into papers and on the air, but after the Air Force set its new policy of closing up the files, naturally you don't get them so many times. But there's one recently, for instance, over the Pacific, where two commercial jetliners, one of them a Pan American, the other British Airways, Overseas Airways Corporation jets, sighted a gigantic object, round object, apparently with an open space in the center like the planned space base suggested by von Braun years ago, which, of course, we're just simply talking about. This thing moved so fast that it was over the horizon in a matter of minutes. It was also sighted and reported and confirmed by the Navy, sighted by a ship in the same area. So here we have this, apparently, a huge space base, which was investigating our globe at that time on September 21st. October 3rd, out in Utah, in broad daylight, a smaller object, disc-shaped, was seen by about eight pilots, a number of people on the ground, and was sued by one pilot over Provo Airport. Down in Venezuela recently, there was a sighting where a number of fishermen saw this thing, and they were so terrified by it, they all jumped off of their boat and tried to swim ashore. One man was drowned. There's been quite a lot of fear of these things, which has been built up because of the secrecy.
Are there any conclusions as to just where these machines are coming from?
Well, we've not drawn any definite conclusion. However, it is interesting that every time Mars approaches the Earth, there is a noticeable increase in sightings. So this has happened since 1948. Now, that doesn't mean that they are based on Mars, although it indicates they may be. Possibly there is a base, and maybe they originate from Mars. We don't know.
What about seeing actual persons or beings aboard? Has this ever been done?
Of course, there have been many wild tales of people who claim that they have talked with spacemen who came down and stepped out of flying saucers, but we know of only one or two cases we accept as authentic where they saw some kind of creature. These creatures were simply seen vaguely, some kind of movement behind the ports or control panels. And as far as we know, they're simply the creatures of intelligence and interest in this planet and so on, and that's as much information as we have.
But they haven't made any official contact or tried to.
There have been several brief landings where they've touched down. Now, that's as contrasted with these, again, with these wild claims, that they have touched down and the ground has been found radioactive where they rested on the ground for a few moments. I don't think we have any proof that any of these beings ever came out during those landings.
I'd like to ask you some more questions, Major Kehoe, and so I'll continue with my capital assignment in just 1 minute. Major Kehoe, these unidentified objects that have been seen and sighted and reported on, are reports coming in from overseas anywhere that they also are seeing them? And are there stories as to what they look like? Are they the same as our stories? Do they compare?
Yes, they do. They're practically the same. There have been reports by the armed forces in most foreign countries and airline pilots, astronomers, missile trackers, and so on. Discs and rocket-shaped devices. In one case, an RAF pilot in broad daylight sighted a disc-shaped object which was coming at him head-on, and it just barely missed him. The object was also seen by pilots in other jets in the same area. Down in Brazil a few years ago, an airliner flew right into the middle of a formation of discs, about 19 of them. They were estimated by the pilots as being about 100 feet in diameter. This close proximity scared almost all the passengers, and for a moment everybody was running wild in the ship before they could be quieted down.
Well, these objects then do fly in numbers, not just one, is that right?
They've been reported in many times in formations. They've been reported in T and V formations, echelons, and changing from one to the other. For instance, from a circle to a line formation, giving absolute proof of intelligent control.
How about actual speeds? Has there been any estimate as to just how fast they can travel?
Well, they were tracked out of White Sands at the proving ground. One object, rather, was tracked at 18,000 miles an hour. Now, that was by theodolite. Four Navy scientists saw this object, and they tracked it very carefully. There have been other tracking by radar and visual also. Now, the Air Force, for instance, one night over the Gulf of Mexico, a crew of a B-29 bomber tracked several small objects moving at about 5,240 miles an hour. They tracked them by stopwatch. They were seen off to one side by crewmen looking out the blister windows. Later, a very large object appeared on the radar scope, and one of these formations joined this object or merged with it or was taken aboard. And then this huge machine speeded up and went off the scope at about 9,000 miles an hour. That's an official Air Force intelligence report.
Is there any report of this from the NORAD headquarters in Colorado? Do they report on this?
They report what they call unknowns. Unknowns can be anything from an unknown aircraft to some phenomena, something like that. There have been UFO reports many times. We've been told that by Air Force officers. For instance, Captain Edmund Jerome, who recently retired and was an intelligence officer as well as a command pilot, says that several times there were cases reported, just an early warning system, where they picked them up by radar and they were moving at such fantastic speeds they couldn't possibly be anything Russian. And these were, of course, sent right on to intelligence, but they were never made public.
Has there been any idea as to what makes them move, what type of power?
Well, that's speculation again. Now, Professor Hermann Oberth, the great rocket designer, actually the father of space travel, has suggested that they are using a force which has an artificial gravity field. In other words, they can move through our atmosphere without heating up or breaking the sound barrier and causing a boom. But what causes the power itself, he doesn't say. It could be cosmic rays, it could be nuclear power, and since they have been radioactive where they've touched down, at least some of them, a few of them at least, must use nuclear power. But they may have some other power outside of our atmosphere, which we don't even know about.
Do our scientists, and by that I mean scientists all over the Earth, feel that these machines are able, or is that it's possible for them to move around without breaking the sound barrier?
Oh, yes, there have been a number of them that have agreed with Oberth on that same theory, that if they have an artificial gravity field, well, that would cause them to carry a small cushion of air, just as the Earth takes its atmosphere with it, around, which keeps them from heating up. They can go up to any speed as far as their power would permit. Well, quite a number of scientists have said that we should do a more careful, make a more careful investigation. For instance, Professor Charles P. Oliver, the president of the American Meteor Society, recently said in a book, Challenge of Unidentified Flying Objects, that the subject of UFOs is one which should be studied scientifically, which it has not been due to suppression of pertinent data and also to subjecting reports of trained and reputable people to ridicule. Well, that's the feeling held by quite a number of scientists who will help us privately, but they don't want to be ridiculed either. So I feel that before very long, they will come out and probably join in a body and make this recommendation to Congress or the Air Force.
Well, is there any explanation or idea as to why these objects have not revealed themselves as far as making official contact with people, letting them know why they are here, what they are doing? If this has been going on for so many years, has it been considered strange that they have never done anything to make any contact in all this time?
That is the usual question, one of the big ones. There are several reasons why they might not. One of them might be that they are afraid of coming out on this planet where they're not immune to our diseases. Now, we've recently given a lot of thought to our landing on other planets and worrying about diseases there. Another thing, our gravity may be entirely different from theirs, which would make it difficult for them to maneuver around. They still may not be able to understand us. For instance, if they don't, they might be monitoring our broadcast. Perhaps they can't. They may have a lot of problems to solve about contacting you. And also, since we chase them and shoot at them frequently, and we chase them, the Air Force must chase any unidentified flying object like that by standing orders. They probably fear that they won't get a very good reception here. But it looks as though they are trying to prepare for eventual communication and probably landing here.
Well, do you feel that the fact that they have a machine that can move at such tremendous speeds and do so many things that we cannot do as yet is an indication that they are much, much advanced over the Earth?
Yes, I think that's fairly obvious. And a number of scientists and others have said the same thing, as they must be. For instance, Professor Harlow Shapley, the former director of Harvard Observatory, said there must be at least 100 million planets that are populated, and many of them would have races far ahead of us. And since then, dozens of top astronomers have said the same thing. Majority Leader of the House of Congress, and probably be our next speaker, McCormick, has said that he told me the same thing. We were discussing this. He said that he believed that a number of these reports couldn't be explained. There was something going on, and the public should be told the facts, whether or not open or closed hearings hadn't been decided. But he said that it seemed that if they were true, they must be intelligences far ahead of us.
I'd like to ask you some more questions, Major Kehoe, and so I'll continue with my capital assignment in just 1 minute. There's been some reports lately about the project the Air Force has been undertaking regarding, as it was termed, a flying saucer. What connection does this flying saucer have with the unidentified objects, if any?
Well, that is the Avro project, which was started 5 or 6 years ago, when the Air Force took it over from the Canadians. They were trying to design a round device, typical flying saucer, which would fly on jet power. However, they had been trying for some time to force down some of these objects so that they could duplicate the propulsion system. The Avro was an intermediate step. They tried all these years, and finally they gave it up because the best they could do was get it about 15 or 20 feet off the ground. So after spending approximately $10 million on it, they abandoned it.
Do you think they'll continue this at a later date?
No, I don't think so. They've given it everything they had on that particular approach. Now, if they can find the secret of the propulsion of these UFOs, then they certainly will. And they're still trying that. They're trying artificial gravity. There are about 20 projects in this country, some of them official and some of them in private industry, to get the secret of gravity control.
Would there be any benefit in trying to build a vehicle of our own or a spacecraft that could move at such outstanding speeds that might overcome one of these things to capture it?
Well, I should think so. We had an off-the-record statement from one Air Force career officer who said that it would be the greatest thing in the world if the Air Force could get one of these in its hands and find out all the secrets. Providing Russia didn't do it at the same time, we would be very quickly ahead of them. And not only here on Earth, but of course in our space exploration.
Now, all these reports have been from people and the Air Force that there are unidentified objects, and they all agree that they are shaped the same and what have you. Do any of these objects have special windows, or do they have any portholes, or have they ever been seen that closely that they could really describe it right to detail?
Yes, some of them have been seen close enough to get a fairly good picture. The Captain Childs of Eastern Airlines and his co-pilot, Captain Whitehead, sighted one of these objects. It was a projectile type, approaching them on an airway, and it veered at the last second as they were put to one side. And they said it had two rows of ports through which they could see blue fluorescent light, and it had what looked like a radar snout or a pole up on the nose, and some type of exhaust similar to jet propulsion. It turned so sharply that the blast rocked this airliner. There have been two or three other cases where pilots have described the same type of thing with windows or ports. Now, the discs often get a report of lighted openings around the edges. Whether that is exhaust opening or observation port, I don't know. Several of these discs have also been reported with small turret or dome effects on top. And one report we had recently, where one of the witnesses was so frightened that he practically blacked out, was of openings in the forward part of this disc as it came down and hovered over the car, through which he could see figures moving, apparently looking down at them. So there, in that one, at least, there were windows.
Well, then your committee is definitely assured that these objects do exist. There's no doubt in your mind about that, is that right?
In the majority's mind, yes. Our Board of Governors and advisors have evaluated these many sightings, this massive evidence, and have concluded, the majority has concluded, that the objects are real, they are under intelligent control, superior to anything we have, and they come from an unknown source. One of the board members who gave that opinion was Vice Admiral R.H. Hillenkotter, our former head of Central Intelligence Agency. A number of Air Force officers agree with this, too. Most of them, whom I can name, are retired or reserved, although many on active duty feel the same way. Colonel J. Bryan, for instance, says that they are real. He says they are interplanetary, and the censorship is wrong and dangerous. Major Dewey Fornay, who was formerly the chief monitor for the Pentagon on this project, has said the Air Force has withheld information and is still withholding it, particularly sightings of the objects. I don't want to give the impression, however, that we are trying to attack the Air Force. I think the Air Force is in a very bad spot, and recently one officer told me that they agreed the policy was controlling them instead of their controlling the policy, because over a period of years, they have explained sightings one way or another, even though the facts didn't always fit, and many times it was mere speculation. And now they're on record, and they don't know exactly which way to turn to get it back on the track. The easiest way, I think, would be simply to say we did it in the public interest. We didn't want to frighten anybody. We were waiting to get all the answers. We haven't got them all now, so we're going to give out what we have. And that's what we hope to do, and we are, with the release of our five-year report to Congress, we are going to give this a copy to the Secretary of the Air Force and offer to cooperate in helping to put out this information to our organization and our members in 50 states and see if we can change the misunderstanding and the ridicule.
Thank you, Major Kehoe. I have been speaking with Major Donald Kehoe, Director of the National Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomena. This is Al Levy of Mutual News in Washington. Capital Assignment will continue in 1 minute.